If ever Mike Maloney needed a workout, it was now. His plane landed back at Logan Airport at midnight, 2 hours late. He'd left home at 6 a.m. that morning in a blizzard to catch the 8 a.m. flight from Boston to Omaha. Landing in the middle of the Midwest's worst ice storm of the year, he drove an hour and a half to Altec Corporation, an important customer that had threatened to cancel its contract with his company just days earlier. Over the past year, profits at his company had evaporated, and he was under pressure from the parent company to turn things around. A recent spate of customer defections was making things even worse. Now, stopping by the office outside Boston on his way home that night, Mike found a letter of resignation on his desk from his vice president of operations. The last straw, he thought. He was dead tired, but he knew Mary and the girls would be fast asleep and he was too keyed up to go home. He drove a few blocks and swung his Lexus into the snowy parking lot of the 24-hour fitness and parked in the yellow glow of a street lamp. He grabbed his gear bag off the back seat and headed inside. The gym looked deserted except for the girl at the front desk sleepily playing solitaire on the computer. "Haven't seen much of you lately," someone shouted as he entered the locker room. Mike turned to see Joe Nix sitting on a bench untying his shoe, sweat running from his crew cut. Joe was a bulldog of a man, all neck and chest, his military head cropped flat as a tree stump. He and Mike had sometimes worked out together since Joe had returned from his deployment in Afghanistan 6 months ago. "I've been on the road every week for the past 6 weeks," Mike said wearily, adding with a smirk, "still living the dream." "Keep that up and you'll end up all weak, white, and pasty," chuckled Joe. "We're just getting thrashed in the market right now, and I'm spending all my time on planes trying to hold on to the customers we have and close some new deals," explained Mike. "Revenues were down 15% last year, and the parent company is all over me like a cheap suit. Last year we cut all the fat, and now they want me to cut muscle and bone." Suddenly embarrassed that he was talking about his work problems, Mike changed the subject. "You just finishing up?" "I just hit the weights for a bit," said Joe, "but I'll kick your butt in some cardio if you want." They set up next to each other on treadmills, and Mike punched in his weight and selected a tough interval workout. He felt a rush of adrenaline as Joe's treadmill whirred to life and hoped that his determination to outlast Joe would take his mind off work. They worked out silently side by side for about a half hour. All this travel had made it tough for Mike to get in a regular workout, and he found himself struggling to keep up the pace with Joe. Sweat soaked his shirt and stung his eyes. "Sounds like things are pretty tough in the trenches right now," said Joe. Mike was panting so hard he wasn't sure he'd be able to carry on a conversation, but his pride pushed him to respond, and before he knew it, he was telling Joe the whole story. A year ago, he had left a job in which, for 8 years, he'd been running a medium-sized specialty technology manufacturer to join the CRX group. But shortly after he took over his division of CRX, the bottom fell out of the market, and Mike and his team went into survival mode. Rachel, the parent company CEO, was pushing him to make deep staffing cuts, and Mike worried that if he did so, his division might lose a crucial position in the market that it might never regain. And over the past few weeks, it seemed that his company was really beginning to unravel. With all his traveling, he was losing touch with what was going on in the office. People seemed listless, distracted, and discouraged. And now, his VP of operations, one of his veteran team members, had submitted his resignation. People at the company were already on the edge. This would certainly send them over it.
"Could be that your business just turned onto the road to greatness," said Joe.
"Right," smirked Mike. But when he looked over at Joe, he realized he was serious. "Well, if this is greatness, I could go for a little mediocrity," Mike added. Joe just smiled and nodded and didn't say anything for a few minutes. Mike was gasping for air when the treadmill timer hit 55 minutes, and he pushed the cool-down button and was relieved when Joe did the same. "If our company's on the road to greatness, we've definitely hit a pothole," Mike said, panting heavily.
"Or you're ready to bounce," said Joe.
His treadmill flashed 60 minutes and whirred to a stop.
"Bounce?"
Mike asked, wiping his face with a towel.
"What do you mean?"
"Bounce is always the first step in real progress," responded Joe. "Answer two questions and you'll see what I'm talking about," Joe said.
"Okay," said Mike.